This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits. At progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music, Sunday, August 25th. More at fiddpick.org. Bringing the operatic energy in our noon hour with Symphony Nova Scotia, conducted by Georg Tintner, and the music by Austrian composer Emil von Reznicek and the overture to his opera Donna Diana, or sometimes called Pride and Love, the story of a young nobleman and his attempts to win the heart of the Princess of Barcelona, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson, back for more classical music as things continue in the noon hour. The Verdi String Quartet will join us shortly, but the music they'll play is by Franz Schubert, a fine example of his string prowess in the Seventh String Quartet, along with the Philharmonia Orchestra and the Symphonic Variations for Piano and Orchestra by César Franck, all just ahead. We will continue with music of a different French composer, one born in 1689, Joseph Baden de Boismortier, a French Baroque composer of operas, ballets, vocal music, and cantatas. Unusually for his time, he was a composer who never really enjoyed the benefits of noble patronage or was ever employed in any royal court. What he did have were two things. One, wonderful and prodigious talent for writing accessible music, and two, a royal license to sell his music directly to the public, which made him enormous sums of money for a composer in his time. We'll listen to some of his ballet music that takes the form of a village dance, Ballet No. 4, played by Le Concert Spirituel, led by Hervé Niquet, here on KPR. French music of the Baroque time, Ballet No. 4, from composer Joseph Baden de Boismortier. Conductor Hervé Niquet led Le Concert Spirituel, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:24, and on the way, we'll hear music from a different French composer in the second half of the hour when we take in the Symphonic Variations for Piano and Orchestra by César Franck. That's still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from K.U. Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. Here at the KU campus, 68 degrees. We're on our way to temperatures holding steady around 70 for today. Lows dipping down into the upper 50s for this evening, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow starts off cloudy, becoming sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Some of Franz Schubert's chamber music to enjoy next, and music he wrote around the year of 1811. Schubert was about the age of 14 at that time, studying to become a school teacher and studying music with Antonio Salieri and becoming acquainted with the music of Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven. We're with the Verdi String Quartet next to hear Schubert's String Quartet No. 7 in D, next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Franz Schubert, composed in 1811 when Schubert was about 14 years of age. String Quartet No. 7 in D. And today's recording was of the Verdi String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. 12:43 is the time. News from NPR coming up at the top of the hour, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us for this Friday afternoon. You know, it's been said that sound bites and political ads determine elections. On Kansas Public Radio, you hear more than sound bites. You hear the background and context, thoughtful reporting, analysis, and insightful commentary. KPR provides the information that you'll use to decide how to cast your ballot. Go to kansaspublicradio.org to pledge your support for the news that you depend on. And thanks to all of you for your support of KPR. On now to a recording of the Philharmonia Orchestra to hear some music written by composer César Franck in 1885. Some music for piano and orchestra that very quickly became a part of the standard piano repertoire. It's been described as the tightest and most finished of Franck's works. Symphonic Variations for Piano and Orchestra. Charles Dutoit conducts the Philharmonia, along with pianist Philippe Entremont, here on KPR. Composed in 1885, Symphonic Variations by César Franck, played by the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Charles Dutoit, and the pianist Philippe Entremont, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about time for NPR News, more classical music in the 1 o'clock hour still to come on KPR.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep, every weekday.
That's every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Tornadoes throughout the Northeast. For NPR News, I'm Emily Russell in Northern New York.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Gothenburg Symphony, conducted by Neeme Järvi, with two Swedish folk tunes by composer Johan Svensson, here on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for your Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you. Coming up this hour, the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, with one of the many wonderful violin concertos by the German composer Louis Spohr, his 15th, in about 20 minutes' time. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Next on KPR, Antonio Vivaldi wasn't the only composer to create a body of work called The Four Seasons. We'll listen next to Four Tangos by Argentinian Astor Piazzolla. These are actually four different tangos that he wrote at different times in the mid-1960s through the early 70s. These four he started to perform together, however, and eventually they became known as Las Cuatro Estaciones Portenas, or The Four Seasons. In Buenos Aires, we'll hear it played by Trio Amade, next on KPR. From the tango master, Astor Piazzolla, Los Cuatro Estaciones Portenos, The Four Seasons in Buenos Aires. Four separate tangos, written by Piazzolla in the mid-1960s to the early 70s, that came to be grouped under that title. We listen to a performance of Trio Amade here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:35, and at the top of the hour, news from NPR, and we're enjoying classical music until 3 o'clock, when All Things Considered gets going. Later on tonight, a special treat for you. The BBC Proms is back to KPR this summer, starting tonight, showcasing the most memorable performances of this year's Proms, the UK's annual celebration of classical music. Tonight's opening night brings Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and the Piano Concerto by Clara Schumann and a great deal more. The Proms are back. That gets underway tonight at 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. Next on KPR, music of German composer Louis Spohr, a composer of the late 18th and early 19th century, and one of the great violinists of his age, a mastery that didn't just extend to his ability to make music, but also a few modifications to the violin itself. That oval black chin rest you see on most modern violins was an innovation by Louis Spohr. Overall, he wrote about 18 violin concertos, and we'll hear one of them, Concerto No. 15, with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, led by Christian Fröhlich and violinist Ulf Hölscher, on Kansas Public Radio. Violin Concerto No. 15 by Louis Spohr, performed by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by Christian Fröhlich and the violinist Ulf Hölscher, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 2 p.m., and the news from NPR just ahead. The next hour of classical music begins with an intermezzo for orchestra by Bartok. We'll go on to hear the London Pops Orchestra and Frederick Fennell in the suite The Three Elizabeths by Eric Coates. Much more wonderful music on the way this afternoon. Thanks for being a part of classical music on a Friday afternoon. Temperatures near steady around 70 degrees for this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow should start cloudy, become sunny, and highs in the upper 70s. This is KPR.
From the inner work deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester, and rehair and restoration of student and fine bows. More at beautifulmusicviolinshop.com.
Dow's down slightly. S&P's risen 15 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Intermezzo for Orchestra, music by Béla Bartók, with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, on Kansas Public Radio, where we're off and running on one more hour of classical music on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and coming up, the Toledo Trio has a bit of American chamber music for piano, violin, and cello from one Horatio Parker. We'll be joined next by the London Pops Orchestra to hear some music by the British composer Eric Coates, with an orchestral suite based on different generations of the British royal family, the suite The Three Elizabeths. That's all just ahead. Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra will join us next for music by Johann Sebastian Bach and a famous and iconic organ piece that he composed, one which sounds quite dramatic in its orchestral arrangement, the Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor, with the Seattle Symphony next on KPR. Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. A performance by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, their adaptation of that organ work by Bach. Gerard Schwartz was our conductor. And it's 2:25, 10 minutes to go until we join the London Pops Orchestra, the delightful suite The Three Elizabeths from British composer Eric Coates. Still to come on KPR, All Things Considered from NPR News awaits us at 3. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting their new outreach services bookmobile, Dottie, delivering books, movies, services, and more to neighborhoods in Lawrence. Information and schedule at lplks.org. And Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at stonebackappliance.com. We have a little chamber music next from an American composer born in Massachusetts in 1863, one Horatio William Parker, who would become a central figure in the musical life of New Haven, Connecticut in the late 19th century. Very early on in life, he became a professional organist, then studied music over in Europe, came back to the United States, and would eventually rise to become the Dean of Music at Yale University with the notable student Charles Ives. From Parker, we'll hear a suite for piano, violin, and cello, played by members of the Toledo Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Suite for piano, violin, and cello from American composer Horatio Parker, performed by the Toledo Trio on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:36, and at 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed tonight by a special treat. Tonight at 7 p.m., the BBC Proms comes back to KPR this summer, starting tonight, showcasing the most memorable performances of this year's Proms, the UK's annual celebration of classical music. The opening night brings Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and the piano concerto by Clara Schumann, and much more. The Proms are back tonight at 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. You know, public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by supporting Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Our next recording is of the London Pops Orchestra, led by Frederick Connell, for music by a British composer, something that was written in 1944 by one Eric Coates, who was invited to create an orchestral suite based on the generations of the British royal family. The suite was known as the Three Elizabeths, made up of three movements, extolling the different eras in England's history. The first movement, Halcyon Days, suggests the great Tudor Queen Elizabeth I of the 16th century. The second, known as Springtime in Angus, a portrait of the Queen Mother Elizabeth of Glamis and her lifelong love of the Scottish countryside, followed by the final movement, The Youth of Britain, which focused on the late Queen Elizabeth II, who was then Princess Elizabeth before ascending the throne in 1951. Basically a suite from the later days of World War II, reminding England of its past and creating an optimistic note for the future. The Three Elizabeths with the London Pops, next on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1944, the suite The Three Elizabeths by Eric Coates. Frederick Fennell led the London Pops Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 3 o'clock and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And don't forget to join us tonight at 7 for the BBC Proms. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music, Sunday, August 25th. More at fidpick.org. And Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print, grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. It's 3 o'clock, and this is Kansas Public Radio.